Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and it's tech time on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. And Linda's not happy that Mark Hollis and I were talking about Jennison because...
He said it had been decades since it's been used for basketball, and I'd prefer not to think about those decades.
I'm not even going to get into that can of worms. A lot of folks like their Gmail accounts. I don't. I think it's boring. I have an AOL account as well as a Gmail, and I like getting the news and all that other stuff. But a ton of people use Gmail and love it. But now there may be an alternative that's good.
Microsoft is coming out with a new free email service, which will replace their Hotmail service, and it's going to be called Outlook.com. Obviously, that ties into what many of us in business are used to using Outlook, so it's making that connection. What they're providing with it that Hotmail doesn't have is 7 gigabytes of storage in Microsoft SkyDrive. So that would be similar to the Google Docs offering. And Word and Excel and other components of Office will be built into it. Now, I haven't quite been able to figure out how that works, probably because my computer has all those things on it. So I need to jump on my husband's computer and give it a try there where he doesn't have those installed. So obviously what Microsoft is trying to do with this is position their email against Gmail and try and get some of the people who are using Google's products back into the Microsoft family.
Why has Gmail been so successful?
Well, obviously, Google is the most popular search engine, so that gets a lot of people thinking Google to begin with. Because of a lot of people do use Google Docs. Some people have switched from Office to Google Docs. It's free for an individual. If you're a business, it's very, very low cost, particularly compared to Office. So that's driven a lot of people to that platform.
And as you mentioned, we need to play with it a little bit to see if it's as effective and useful as Gmail.
Yeah, I'm sure what Microsoft is hoping, the versions of Word and Excel that will be there will be much more limited than the ones you pay for. So I'm sure what they're hoping is that you'll try those, decide they're better than what Google has to offer, and then decide you need the additional features and go ahead and buy their Office suite.
All right. When we have you back here next week, you're going to tell me about some awards that KI Technology Group has won, correct?
Correct.
All right. So we'll tease that for next week. Computers and technology for the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS are always provided by KI Technology Group. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony.
Have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to 1320 WILS.